Phoenix Audio presents
Breach of Duty by J.A. Jantz. That's it then, Jonas, Beverly Piedmont said to me, watching as the last of my grandfather's ashes disappeared from view, slipping silently away into the slate-gray depths of a dead flat Lake Chima. The Lady of the Lake was moving slowly north and west from Chelan to Stehekin at the far end of the lake. Eastern Washington is supposedly the sunny side of the state. That wasn't true, though, on this mid-April day. The sky overhead was as dim and gray as it no doubt was back home in downtown Seattle. When my grandmother had called me 2 days early to ask if I could take her to Lake Chelan to dispose of my grandfather's ashes, I had taken a look at the weather report and attempted to dissuade her. There was a storm blowing in off the Pacific. In Seattle proper, it most likely wouldn't be anything more serious than rain, but in the mountain passes that lay between Seattle and Lake Chelan, Snoqualmie and Blewett or Stevens. It might well turn into new snow to make the passes treacherous, if not impassable. Initially, I suggested we wait a week or two until the weather improved. After all, what was the rush? In the months since my grandfather died, the box containing his ashes had languished on the floor of my entryway closet. It seemed ironic to me that Jonas, Logan, Piedmont, and I had spent far more time together after he died than we had in all the years he was alive. My suggestion of a delay, however, fell on deaf ears, both literally and figuratively. "No, Jonas," Beverly had insisted firmly. "Now that Mandy's gone, it's time."